89-year-old Gloria Sergeant Smith of Yarmouthport died at sunrise on October 5th, surrounded by half-read books, works of art, family members, and pets. Her illness was short, just a few weeks, and while she was sick, there were things she wanted. She wanted water with no ice, and she wanted the radio close by so she could hear the news of the day. She wanted to live long enough to see the first presidential debate, and she wanted to fill out and sign her absentee ballot.
This is a picture that I took of her while she was signing the ballot in the hospital. She wanted it recorded.
That's Michael, the youngest of her three sons. She also has a daughter, Susan.
She always told me she wanted to know her obituary, and she wanted to know what was going to be said about her at her service. So I had already pre-written some things when it looked like she was not maybe going to make it out, just in case, you know, still hoping, but, you know, I'll have it there. And I went in and I read her obit. And I asked her, would she want me to put in the political stuff? Oh, yes, 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 you must put that in. And the last line has to be, everyone, please get out and vote.
The obituary Smith approved reads that she was born in Boston in 1923, and she was raised both in Winchester and along the Bass River in Yarmouth, where as a girl she sailed a Cape Cod knockabout called the Water Witch. She was a firebrand, it says, a feminist and fierce advocate for women and social justice.
My mother was always outspoken, and particularly when it had to do with women's or human rights.
That's her oldest son, Jeffrey.
I think she learned that in the company of women when she went to Quaker school to have her own voice, and that she did. As you notice, her bumper stickers are abundant on the back of her car. You always knew where she stood, and she stood often at town meeting, at any part of town government, if she thought, always she was thinking about the underdog, the unequal, and that was always what she stood for.
Most everyone called her Glow, even her children. The grandchildren and great-grandchildren called her Nana Glow. She was the family matriarch, an opinionated but polite advisor to family and friends. Her daughter-in-law, Cindy, says Smith was fond of saying, "My advice is free. It doesn't matter if you take it. I have it to give."
During the past, let's say, 10 years, when I was been busy, sick, whatever, I always counted on her to tell me who to vote for. And here she is, this elderly woman. I'd be like, okay, Glow, now who am I supposed to vote for? Because I knew that we would agree, and hers would be the most progressive person.
Family members say Smith believed in government and the First Amendment. She served on the Yarmouth Planning Board and was active in town government. When she lived in Worcester, she regularly sent letters to the editor at the Telegram and Gazette. Her son Peter says she also was a regular caller on the talk radio program, The Dick Wright Show.
She would get people pretty cranked up. And my dad would be a little embarrassed because it was sort of recognizable who this was. It's like, oh, I got to calm that down sometimes. But she's, no, I'm just telling my opinion. And we'd get it out there. And very proud. She would reread letters to the editor to us regularly. You know, if she got a good catchphrase in there. That was, there was a new school being built, and she didn't think they should build a new school, that they should just, you know, rehab the old school. And she thought she had a good line that they, everyone in town had an edifice complex. She thought that was very witty.
Smith filled her life with music, art and learning, conversation and environmentalism. She gardened and hunted mushrooms. She taught swimming in the Worcester schools and was a census taker for the 1960 census. Her son Jeffrey says she also was a licensed psychotherapist.
She was always seeking to understand things and to solve things in a way that could be articulated. And she did that for this entire family, for all of us, her daughter and sons, for her grandchildren, for anyone that wanted to talk about something meaningful and serious. She would always help people sort that out and then give some options, but never make a decision, because she believed that was always a person's responsibility to make their own choice.
As was her goal, Smith lived long enough to see the first presidential debate between President Barack Obama and Governor Mitt Romney on October 3rd. Her family says she watched it from her hospital bed, and she applauded when it was over. 3 mornings later, back at home and surrounded by her paintings and books, her family and her pets, she removed her oxygen, her lungs gave out, and she died.
she had the most incredible party, the final party, right here in this living room with her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, with music, with her wanting to dance to Cab Calloway when that was played, and full of stories and articulate till she closed her eyes and that night and died at precisely 6:20 at first light, 2 days from when she announced this is her intention.
As she insisted upon, the final sentence in Gloria Sergeant Smith's newspaper obituary reads that her final wishes was to remind everyone to please get out and vote. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.